Blog Talk Radio.
Grace and peace. Thank you so much for joining us for the Prophetic Intercessors Network time of intercessory prayer. We are going to open all the lines for you all to share if you have any prayer requests. Couple of minutes. Again, thank you so much for joining us during this time of intercessory prayer. And again, we'll get started in the next few minutes. Praise the Lord. What pen intercessors do we have on the call this morning?
Donna.
Janelle.
Good morning, Janelle.
Good morning.
I think we have Donald and Janelle as intercessors this morning. Any other pen intercessors on the line this morning?
Morning, this is Sharon.
Good morning. Given at least 3 minutes grace. And so we're going to go ahead and move into our time of intercessory prayer this morning. I want to take one more moment to see if there are any prayer requests from the additional individuals that have called in. Are there any other prayer requests before we get started this morning? Praise the Lord. We're going to ask Sharon to open us up today, followed by Donald, followed by Janelle, and then I'll do the closeout. There's Sharon, Donald, Janelle, and I'll come back for the closeout. Amen. Let's go forth in prayer.
Father, we thank you. We give you glory, honor, and praise. We thank you for this day that you've allowed us to see. Day, oh God, that we've never seen before. We thank you, oh God, for your mercy that you've shown towards us, your loving kindness. This morning, oh God, we come asking you first to forgive us for any sin and all unrighteousness, any thought, any deed, any intention. God, we ask for your forgiveness. We ask, oh God, that you would have mercy on us, that you would be with us, that you would lead us and guide us in all truth. God, this morning we come gathered in your name. First, God, to say good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, oh God. Good morning, Jesus. Good morning, Lord and Savior. We want to say good morning to you, oh God, and we thank you for allowing us this privilege to be in the land of the living. We don't take it for granted, but God, we are gracious unto you. And so, God, this morning, with a grateful heart, with a heart of praise, oh God, with hands that we lift up unto you, we come this morning, oh God, asking you for your mercy and asking you to be with us, to God, hear our cry, to hear our plea, to hear our call, God, to even search our heart. And so, God, this morning, as we come to gather together, we want you to be in the midst. We invite you, oh God, in our prayer call, oh God. We invite you in our home, and God, we certainly invite you in our heart. And we say, be with us, oh God. Guide us, deal with us, help us, show us, oh God. And so this morning, God, we say, have your way. Have your way within us, oh God, as your intercessor. We come as intercessors individually with individual prayers, individual needs, individual circumstances. But God, we come collectively knowing that we need you. We need your hand. We need your mercy. We need your, God, direction. We need you to lead us and to show us and to help us, oh God, so we can be better at who you have called us to be, even as an intercessor. So this morning, God, be with us. Search our heart. Touch us, oh God. Stir up our pray, oh God, and then God, teach us how to pray. Teach us, oh God, how to pray your word, for you said that your word won't return to you void. Teach us, oh God, how to study your word so that we can pray your word, oh God. Teach us, oh God, to have spiritual eyes so that we can see what others don't see. Teach us, oh God, how to see those, oh God, that need to be prayed for, even, oh God, if they're not in our family, oh God, those that may be just living around us. Teach us, oh God, how to just stop and pray. For we know that your word said that we must always, man must always pray. We know that your word said, oh God, that the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Oh God, we know that your word said that when we pray, that if we pray in the name of Jesus, believing, we shall receive it. And so, God, we need you to help us to pray, oh God. Help us, oh God, to pray for each other and then pray for those that don't know how to pray for themselves. God, this morning we ask that you would join us together in one accord. Oh God, in one accord, that we will pray in one accord, that we will pray in one accord, oh God. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Now, God, we pray for those that may not be on the line, those that are sick, those, oh God, that are traveling, those that may be with their families, God. We ask even in this season, God, that you would be with us, that you would, God, protect us, that you would help us, oh God, that you would even cause us to be an example and a light around those that need to know who you are. So, God, this evening, this morning, we say, let your light shine through us, oh God. Let us open up our mouths, and when we speak, that love, oh God, comes out. Help us, oh God, in these last and evil days to be the light in this dark world, to be the salt in this earth, oh God, to be the vessel that will show forth your love and your kindness and your gentleness, so that those that are unsaved may come to know you in the pardon of their sins. God, we want you to be glorified. So, God, even in us, show us and teach us how we can do and what we should do, what we should say and what we shouldn't say, so that, God, in all that we say and do, you can be glorified. And we thank you for it now, God. Use us for your glory in this season. Let us give, O God, but let us more importantly give love. Give love, O God, that you have given us. Let us during this season help others to see the light. God, help us to be the light that will shine bright so that the path unto you, O God, can be seen by others. Help us, dear God, to be who you've called us, anointed us, and purposed us to be in this season. And God, we say that you would cause the family to be joined back together, that God, you would bring home someone's son, oh God, who may be living on the street, that you would bring, God, somebody's father who had been strung out on drugs. We ask, oh God, this morning, that you would reunite families, that you would bring that daughter back home, oh God, and that her differences with her mother and her parents, oh God, would be removed. We ask, oh God, that you would touch the heart of this young generation and cause them, oh God, to find peace with their parents. For we know that the enemy has come to steal, kill, and destroy. And so, God, this morning we lift up families. We lift up fathers and mothers. We lift up their children, oh God. We know that you said in your word that we should bring up our children in the way that they should go. And when they get old, they won't depart from it. So, God, we ask that you would think that a parent has put inside of their children, and God, draw them back together. God, we ask that you would break the strongholds, that you would destroy, oh God, the walls of defense, the walls that have separated and divided, oh God, and bring us as your people in one mindset, under one mindset, oh God, in one accord in the family. God, we pray that children would be reunited with their family, God. We pray, oh God, for the sons that are lost, that are distant, that are despondent, that are distracted by the cares and the pleasures of this world, that God, you would destroy their very desires of that, and God, give them a desire to know you, and then God, to be reunited with their families. We pray it in Jesus' name, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the powerful name of Jesus, in that wonderful name, Jesus, in that holy and precious name of Jesus Christ, we pray. We pray for unity of family in Jesus' name, and we thank you for it now. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father God, we come into your presence this morning. We are so privileged, O God, that you have spared our lives, O God, to see this day, a day which was never promised to us, O God. So, God, you reached out, O God, and you extended our warranty. You allow us, O God, to live again, to breathe again. Father God, to reach out again, O God, to be on this line to pray again. And so, God, we are so grateful, O God. Father God, we will bless you at all times. Your prayers will continuously be in our mouth. Your soul shall boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with thee. Let us exalt your name together. We sought the Lord, and you heard us and delivered us from all our fears. We looked to you as was radiant, and your faces were never ashamed. This poor man cried, and you heard, and saved us from all our troubles. Father God, we are so thankful. We ask you this morning, O God, to touch us, O God, in a magnificent way. Lord, just give us, O God, the enthusiasm, O God, to always ready to call upon you, always ready to stand in the gap, to make that bridge between you and someone else, O God, who is hurting. At this season, O God, we know that there are folks, O God, who may have expectation, O God, might not be met. We ask you, O God, to touch them, O God. It's not about money. It's not about how much gifts you can buy. It's because, O God, you have risen. O God, this is the day that you have made, and let us rejoice and be glad. And so, God, we are so thankful, O God, that you allow us, O God, to see another season, another Christmas, another time that we can fellowship together. Let us, O God, not allow this time, O God, to go by without reaching out, without praying for someone, someone that is sick, someone is hurting. Someone might have been on drugs, O God. Someone, O God, might be in some form of, O God, stronghold, who is struggling and trying to get out. O God, let us be, O God, that ambassador, O God, that we can step in and we can, O God, give that person a hug and give that person a good word, O God. Father God, Lord Jesus, allow us, O God, to continuously, O God, be empowered by your Spirit, O God. Not be taking things for granted, O God, but always be reminded, O God, of your presence and your word and your promises, O God. Father God, continue, O God, to teach us, O God, patience, O God, and humility, O God, and, O God, how to humble ourselves, O God. Father, we thank you, O God, for every intercessor, O God, that, O God, answer to your call, O God, and is ready, O God, to stand in the gap, O God. We thank you for communities, for subdivisions, O God. We thank you for families, O God. We thank you for everything that you have given to us, O God, the jobs, the cars, the monies, O God, the clothing, the shelter, O God, the food, O God. O God, we are so grateful, O God, as a people, that we can come back to say thank you. O God, thank you, thank you, thank you, O God. Father God, coming into this new year, O God, this year is already finished. We ask you to give us a new perspective, O God. Father, give us, O God, a new enthusiasm, O God. O God, allow us, O God, to understand, O God, that things, O God, material things doesn't mean anything much, O God. Those things can soon perish. But let us value life. Let us value, O God, salvation. Let us value, O God, Lord Jesus, the promise that you give to us. Let us live on your word, O God, because your word is a light unto our feet and a lamp unto our path. Father God, we are so privileged, O God, that you have touched us, O God, and allow us, O God, to be in this situation and this position today, regardless, O God, of our circumstance, whether if we are down in the valley or if we are on the mountaintop. We should still say thank you, O God, because only you knows the reason why we are the way we are in the position of where you placed us. So, God, we just want to say thank you on this day. Thank you, O God, as the year fastly come to an end, O God. Let us, O God, Lord Jesus, it has not finished us yet. But, O God, your promise is still there. Whatever, O God, you promise, O God, you will come true. O God. O God, let this year be a year that we will finish strong, O God. We know, O God, Lord Jesus, that there's nothing, O God, that you promise, O God. No one can stop, O God. And we will finish strong, O God, Lord Jesus. We will soar like an eagle, O God, Lord Jesus. We will mount up, O God, and we will run and not weary, and we will walk and not faint. Father God, we thank you, O God, Lord Jesus. For every situation, O God, we thank you, O God, Lord Jesus. We pray for this country at this moment, O God. We pray, O God, for the situation, what is looming. But, O God, our eyes is not fixed, O God. O God, and on the President or Congress or whatever. We know that you are our source, O God, and we put our trust in you. And you said that you will never, ever allow us to be put to shame. You will always deliver us, even if it's on the last day. And so, God, we thank you this morning. We honor you. We honor you. We praise you. You are so merciful to us, O God. We praise you, O God. We lift you up at this moment. We give you the fruits of our lips, O God. O God, we just want to thank you. We thank you, O God. We thank you, O God, Lord Jesus, that you brought us out from the cliff of the rock, O God, Lord Jesus. You hide us. We hide there. We were hidden there, O God. O God, you hid us, O God, under the shadows of the Almighty, O God. O God, you prepared that special place, O God, when there were times, O God, that what was set before us, O God, you protected us, O God. If there was any potential accidents or disease or sickness, O God, you snatched us out from there, O God. O God, and we know, O God, that your hands was always on our lives, O God. We honor you, God, this morning, O God. Give us, O God, unction, O God. Give us the sense of awareness, O God, of our surroundings, O God. O God, let our feet, O God, tread on good ground, O God. Order our steps, O God. At any place that we are about to go and do, O God, let your presence, O God, go forward and clear the air, O God, that nothing will hamper us, O God, as we get on the road to drive, O God. You will protect us, O God, from any potential accidents, O God. You will protect our family, O God. O God, we pray this morning for marriages, O God, that, Lord Jesus, O God, that it was not, O God, ordained by you, O God. O God, that marriages should be fragmented, O God, but we pray, O God, that you will mend those families together, O God, and the children, O God, and husband and wives, O God. We thank you, O God, because we know that you are an awesome God. We know, O God, Lord Jesus, whatever you intended, O God, you will, O God, you will mold that family together. The family happened to be the fabric, O God. When a family is strong, O God, communities are strong, O God, subdivisions are strong, O God. O God, and we thank you, O God, this morning, O God. We magnify your name. We lift you up. We glorify your name. As in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
God, we just come on this line. God, we declare that you are the Lord of Lords, that you are the King of Kings, and we magnify you this morning, God. We magnify you larger than any situation that has taken place in this earth realm. God, we magnify you above our troubles, God. We magnify you above any and all situations that present themselves to us, and we declare that you are Lord, that you reign supreme. God, we just love you this morning, and God, we thanking you, God, that you've given us a day we've never seen before, a day we shall never see again, and we just say thank you, God. We thank you, God, that your mercies are new every day. We thank you, God, that you have given us another chance to get it right in your presence. So, God, we just lift up, God, the people this holiday season who are lonely, the people this holiday season who find themselves without companionship, and God, we ask that you would send people there, God, to just befriend them, God, so that they won't feel lonely. And not only for this holiday season, God, but throughout the rest of their days here on this earth. God, we just lift up families. We pray for unity in the families and even in church families, God. You said, God, in your word, to let us be one, even as your son are one. So, God, we just pray that on this morning because, God, we know that where there is unity, you will command a blessing. So, God, we just call for the commanded blessing. God, we lift up every church that is opening your name, God, both today and tomorrow, God. Whenever the doors of the church are open, we just lift them up, God, and we ask that Holy Spirit would just reside there, God, that when people will come in, God, that they will be changed, that they will be transformed, God, and that they will not leave out the same way that they entered in. God, we lift up intercessors, God, and we just ask that we would continue to seek you, God, like never before, God, that we would increase our devotional time with you so that we may have the mind of Christ, so that we can go and do the things that you would have us to do in this earth realm. God, so we just thank you for how you just continue to deal with us, God. We just thank you for how you're just blessing us, God, and we just love you, God, and we just thank you for all things. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we just honor you, oh, God, on this morning. Thank you, Lord, for the scent of prayer on this morning, God. Thank you for
the aroma of prayer, God, that goes unto you. God, thank you for blessing and touching the condition of man's heart. Thank you, Lord God, for seeing beyond our thoughts, God, and seeing our needs. God, we bless you on today. We bless you for being the covenant-keeping God that you are. We bless you for being the God that bears all of our burdens, all of our concerns. Hallelujah. Oh, God, what needless grief we bear because we do not carry everything to you and prayer. And so this morning, we thank you that you have graced us with opportunity, God. Oh, God, to come and lay every issue at your feet, Father, knowing that we serve a God that is concerned about us. Father, we bless you for it. I thank you, God, that you know us inside and out. You know our name, the very hairs on our head, a number, God. Whatever we stand in need of, God, you know it. You know it well in advance, God, because you said even while we're speaking, you are answering. And so I thank you, oh, God, in the name of Jesus for being a prayer answering God. Thank you for being the God that hears and responds. Thank you for being the God that moves, God. God, you move on the behalf of your people. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God, God, when we least expect, God, you are showing up and you are vindicating and you are God, hallelujah, you are showing yourself, you are revealing yourself to your people, oh God, you're revealing yourself as a covenant keeper, as a covenant, your word declares that they looked unto him, and they were not ashamed, you are the God that comes to rid us of the shame. You're the God that comes to wash away the embarrassment. Oh, God, you're the God that comes to break up whatever wants to suppress us. You're the God that gets in the midst of whatever tries to violate our lives, oh, God. Whatever tries to show up, God, and hinder us. Oh, God, from progressing, Father, I bless you on today for being that God. Oh, God, oh God, have your way today. Oh God, let your will be done. Oh God, no weapon formed against your people shall prosper. And God, you said every tongue that rise up against us, oh God, you've already condemned it unto judgment. And so, Father, we thank you on today for being the God that rises up in the midst of us. We thank you for being the God that takes care of us, taking care of our needs, oh God. Thank you for taking care of our needs, God, even when we don't know how to give voice to it, God, even when we don't know what to say. Oh, God, God, there are some matters that hit our life, God. We don't know what to do with it. But Father, you said in your word that we can cast all our cares on you because you care for us. And so this morning, God, every care, every concern, we want to cast it this morning because we recognize that you're the God that cares and you are concerned. You're concerned about every issue. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're concerned about every issue, Jesus. You know everything about us. You know our life, Father. You know it. You know the things, oh God, that we deal with. You know the things, Father. And so today, Father, we just pray and we take off everything that's been trying to hide
the reality of what we are really struggling with, what we are truly dealing with, Father, and we expose our hearts to you. We expose ourselves to you, God, because you are the only one that can really help us. And so, God, today we pray. Hallelujah. Oh, God, for the spirit of transparency to be upon this line in the name of Jesus. God, their hearts are transparent like never before, and that they just bear all before your presence, that they lay in your presence, oh, God, and take off every concern, because you are God. You are Abba, Father. You are our God. You are our way maker. You are concerned about us. And so, God, today we just shut down the voice of the enemy that would call us to want to believe that we are in this alone, that you are not with us. I thank you, oh God, that you are the God that even gets in our appetites, and you deal with our cravings. You deal with the things, oh God, that we long for, every longing that is in our life that is not like God, everything, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that is God in us. Hallelujah. And God wants to take control of our life. I thank you on this morning, Father, that you know it. And I thank you on this morning, God, that you are dealing with it. Father, we open our hearts. Oh, God. Oh, we open our hearts. We open our mouths. We open ourselves up. Hallelujah. Oh, God. We hold nothing back. We let nothing be hidden, not in our lives, not in our spirit, oh God, it put a mando shake. Our heart. Our heart bears all this morning. It could a mando shake. It could a mando shatamandi ando shatamaya. Oh, mando shekoda mandi ando hose. Ah, God, it shekoda mandi. Because what are we without you, oh God? What can we do without our God? What would our life be? It could a mando shake. I got it. We didn't have you in it. Ekodamando shea. I God, what could we do without you? Ekodamante. I God, you are our life and our portion of strength. Ekodamando shatama. I God, you are the one that heals our mind. Ekodamando shea. I God, we can't do it without you. We can't do it without your grace. And so, God, this morning we are just pulling on you. We are just pulling on our Maker. We're pulling on our God. Oh God, we just say, here we are. Oh God, and we trust you with our life. We trust you with our life, God. Whatever you say, it's all right. Whatever you do, it's all right. Our God, in you, there is no failure. Our God, you can't do us wrong. Oh God, and I know you'll never leave us nor forsake us. God, you'll never abandon us. And so today our heart is filled with joy, because of you, not because of our situation, not because, oh God, not because of circumstances, but our heart is filled with joy because of you. Oh, God, you fill our lives with good things. It is the goodness of the Lord. Oh, God, that keeps us in the land of the living. It is the goodness of the Lord. Oh, God, because you are good to us. I am my God, you are so good to us. Oh, come on and give him glory. I need you to open your mouth and just say, oh God, he's been good to you. I need you to open up your mouth and just remind God, that you are grateful, because he's been good to you. God is good. God is good no matter what my situation looks like. My God is good. I don't care what kind of debt I'm dealing with. I don't care what's going on in my body. My God is good.
Glory to God.
I won't be distracted by people because my God is good. I won't be distracted by the things in my life because my God is good.
God, you're awesome in all of your ways.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Oh, he wants to hear worship this morning. He wants to hear how you are
doing.
Hey, Amando, shut the mind. Hey, my God. Hey, Amando, shut the mind. I am Amando, shut the mind. I am the
Valley of God, light and morning. Oh God, God, you are the rose.
Hallelujah.
God, the God of righteousness.
Hey, His love made the difference in my life. His love is making the difference. God's love. Because he loved me.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for your love, God. Thank you for your love, God.
Oh, God, your love. It's unfailing love.
Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh, Mando, Shikodamansia, Delamando,
oh, God, your love. Oh God, your love.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yamando,
your love withstands all, God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for your love. Thank you for your love. Your love clothes us in righteousness. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you for your love, God. Thank you for your love, God. Your love chases us. Your love goes after us, oh God. Your love, God, can reach the lowest hill, the highest height. Hallelujah. No matter where we are, God, your love finds us, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you for your love, God. Thank you for your love, God. Thank you for your love, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It was your love, God, your love that saved our lives, God. Hallelujah.
Hey,
thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your love, God. Thank you for your love, God. Hallelujah, Lord. Worthy God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Oh, he's the God that gives a renewed strength. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God.
Your will, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh,
God, is she gonna mandia?
Jesus.
God, thank you, Lord. Thank you for being a deliverer. Thank you for your hand of deliverance. God, thank you for true deliverance, God, that changes and impacts our life. That our life, oh God, will never be the same.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
God, my Lord Jesus. Oh, that men
Hallelujah.
Might praise the Lord for his marvelous works towards the children of men. Oh, that men would just simply praise him. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. God, I give you glory. I give you praise. I God, you're the satisfaction to my soul. You, I God, my soul loves you. My soul makes its boast in you. I'm alive today because of your goodness and your kindness. You're the God that breaks affliction in our life. You're the God that drives out demonic forces. You are the God that raises us up. Oh, God, even out of our own negative thinking, you are the God that heals our mind. You're the God that walks with us. You're the God that talks with us. You are our comforter. You are our friend, my God. God, nobody, God, can do us like you. God, and therefore, we've got to praise you. We've got to give you glory. We've got to magnify you. We've got to declare that you are a good God. You are good to us.
Yes, God. Hallelujah. Jesus.
Oh, my God is good to me. I don't know about you, but I would give him glory. It doesn't matter what it looks like. Doesn't matter the attack of the enemy. I've got to give God glory. Hey, Amando, Shatamandia. Oh, God, hey, Shatamandia. All the days of my life, I will give God glory.
Glory.
And that's all he really wants. Is to see your gratitude. That's all he really wants.
Yes.
And to see uninterrupted gratitude, that you are grateful no matter the condition of your life, no matter what's going on, no matter what you have, no matter what you don't have.
Yes.
Mandoshe.
Hallelujah.
Mansia. Mandoshatama. Hekomanse kebeshe. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for showing up in our lives. Thank you, Lord. I am Andusha. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. My God, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God, yes. Oh, Oh, God, shekoda mandia, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Our scripture. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Haya Mandoshe. Give me just a moment to pull up our scripture for this morning. Thank you, Lord. God just dropped this scripture in my spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
You,
hallelujah. He just dropped it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We're going to 2 Samuel chapter 6. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 2 Samuel chapter 6. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I don't even know how God's going to give it to us, but I'm going to read it, and we're going to go with what God says. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We'll start at 2 Samuel 6 and 6. And when they came to Nacon's threshing floor, Uzzah put forth his hand to the ark of God and took hold of it, for the oxen shook it. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against Uzzah, and God smote him there for his error, and there he died by the ark of God. And David was displeased, because the Lord had made a breach upon Uzzah, and he called the name of the place Per-Uzzah to this day. Jesus. And David was afraid of the Lord that day. Hallelujah. And David was afraid of the Lord that day. Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And said, how shall the ark of the Lord come to me? So David would not remove the ark of the Lord unto him into the city of David. But David carried it aside into the house of Obed-Edom, the Gittite. And the ark of the Lord continued in the house of Obed-Edom, the Gittite, 3 months. And the Lord blessed Obed-Edom and all his household. And it was told the king David, saying, the Lord hath blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that pertaineth unto him because of the ark of God. God has blessed Obed-Edom and everything that belongs to him because of the ark of God. Jesus. Jesus. Hallelujah. So David went and brought up the ark of God from the house of Obed-Edom into the city of David with gladness. And it was so that when they that bare the ark of the Lord had gone 6 paces, he sacrificed oxen and fatlings, and David danced before the Lord with all his might. And David was girded with a linen ephod. So David and all of the house of Israel brought up the ark of the Lord with shouting and with the sound of the trumpet. And as the ark of the Lord came into the city of David, Michal, Saul's daughter, looked through a window and saw King David leaping and dancing before the Lord, and she despised him in her heart. And they brought in the ark of the Lord and set it in his place in the midst of the tabernacle that David had pitched for it. And David offered burnt offerings and peace offerings before the Lord. And as soon as David had made an end of offering burnt offerings and peace offerings, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord of hosts. And he dealt among all the people, even among the whole multitude of Israel, as well as to the women, as men, to everyone a cake of bread and a good piece of flesh and a flagon of wine. So all the people departed, everyone to his house. Then David returned to bless his household. And Michal, the daughter of Saul, came out to meet David and said, "How glorious was the king of Israel today, who uncovered himself today in the eyes of the handmaids of his servants, as one of the vain fellows shamelessly uncovered himself." And David said unto Michal, "It was before the Lord which chose me, before thy father and before all this his house, point me ruler over the people of the Lord, over Israel. Therefore will I play before the Lord, and I will yet be more vile than thus, and will be base in my own sight, and of the main servants which thou hast spoken of them all shall I be had in honor." Therefore Michal, the daughter of Saul, had no child until the day of her death. And an important message here in the whole story is worship and praise. The position of the believer is to make sure you keep worship and praise in its proper place. Early on in this text, the ark of God, when Uzzah put his hand on it, Uzzah represents one who did not understand the presence and the glory of God, handling it and keeping it in its proper place. And so as a result, he touched it, and he should not have touched it. And as a result, of course, we know what happened. We've already read it in the story. But what happens is, as a result of that, David becomes fearful. And the thing that David is known for, this is the point of the story, the thing that David is known for, David is no longer doing. David is no longer bearing the ark. David is known as a worshiper. David is known as a praiser. But because of an experience that he witnessed, he became afraid and he did not operate in what he knew. My God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And some of us sometimes, because of an experience, because of a circumstance, we do not operate in the place of praise and worship that we know we are to operate in. And so as the story progresses, we know that David did not operate in that level. He did not want the Ark of the Covenant. As a matter of fact, he took it out and put it in Obed-Edom's house. Jesus, my God, he took what was his, yes, because of a circumstance, because of his experience. And so many times we allow our experience to cause us to misplace our worship, to put our worship, hallelujah, Jesus, in the wrong place. And sometimes we end up worshiping the wrong things. We give more accolades to men. We give our worship to things. We worship our cars. We worship our homes. We misplace our worship. And so David misplaced. He put it in the wrong position. And as a result, what God showed him was, God had to show him, when you put me in the wrong place and when you allow your circumstances, my God, Jesus, hallelujah, to cause you to not operate and function in the place of worship that you ought to function in, what I will do is I will allow you to stand back and watch me bless somebody else. I bless somebody doing what you want to do. Hallelujah, yes. Because the most important thing to God is your worship and your praise. God is not concerned about our giftings. He's not concerned about our money, but he is concerned about our worship. Where do we position God? And so what God did was, he allowed David now to watch him bless Obed-Edom. Hallelujah, Jesus. And the Bible says after 3 months of being blessed, David got an awakening because he heard that God was blessing him because of the Ark of Covenant. The people realized the only reason Obed-Edom is being blessed because the Ark of Covenant is in the house. Because the thing that you displaced, the thing that you didn't value, my God, Obed-Edom, he valued it. And because he saw the value of what you didn't see value in, God has blessed him and everything that pertains to him. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so the second point of this story is, because after this happened, then David gets the picture. And now David is awakened, and David begins to praise the Lord again. He brings back in the Ark of Covenant, and David begins to praise so much. so that he dances out of his clothes. David becomes radical in his praise. He takes his praise up to another level, but something happens. His wife now approaches him, and she comes against his praise. But see, David has learned his lesson now, and this is the thing. When you learn your lesson about the power of your praise, my God, the next time a situation presents itself, you know how to speak to it, because this next time when Mike McCall stands up and says to David, hallelujah, you were shameless in how you presented yourself. This time he did not let his circumstance drive out his praise, but he responded to her because now he has an understanding. You don't understand how powerful praise is.
Right,
you don't understand what God has done for me. You don't understand when I was small in my own sight, God gave me even a greater honor than your father. God raised me up and gave me what belonged to your father. You don't understand that I did not deserve this. Hallelujah. But God exalted me above my brothers, all of my brothers that passed before me. And even, hallelujah, Jesus, Samuel thought that this must have been the one. Even the prophet himself thought that they should have been honored. But God allowed all of them to pass before me. And all of my brothers, God exalted me. And so praise triggered his remembrance. And I want to encourage you on this morning, my God, the first thing you don't want to do is never allow circumstances, situations to cause you to shut down your place or misplace it or put it in the wrong place. And sometimes we don't praise because of this person or because of what they might think of, because what they know, that praise has been misplaced. And the second thing is, once it is revived and you get that praise back, do not allow circumstance get enough on the inside of you that what I allowed you to do before, I'm not going to allow you to do again. And my praise, hallelujah, will be consistent. My praise will not be hindered. My praise will not stop, hallelujah, but my praise will continue, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And so God calls us and reminds us, do not let anything that you've experienced, hallelujah, anything that you go through, hallelujah, hallelujah, praise is your weapon. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise is your weapon. Mandoshe. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And God is looking for your praise and your worship. And God says he will give you such a praise that you will praise right in the face of your enemy. He will cause you to praise right in the devil's face. When the devil thought he would shut you down, when he thought his words, oh God, would stop you, because McCall says shamelessly, and she thought that her words would cripple David. But instead of crippling David, it rolls something up on the inside of him. And
yes.
God, would cause your praise to shut the enemy down. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Let your praise remain consistent.
Yes.
Give God everything you got. Hallelujah.
Yes.
On your good days, on your bad days. Hallelujah. On your tired days, on your strong days. It doesn't matter what day it is. It doesn't matter. Hallelujah. And sometimes, hallelujah, your greatest afflictions or your greatest tests come in your house. Hallelujah. He has blessed everybody. And his greatest test came when he got home. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Sometimes the greatest test is from those who are the closest around you. But you've got to stand and praise even in the midst of that. Even when those who are close to you don't understand you. You got to remain consistent in praise.
Glory
hallelujah.
To God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, David's own wife, his wife came against his praise, hallelujah, his wife came against his sacrifice,
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Sometimes the challenge is so strong from those places that are close to you, but you've got to remain in
consistent.
Praise. Remain. Yes, consistently in praise. Stay in praise.
Never waver.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Great
Don't
word.
Let life get you to the place. Hallelujah. That you'll watch Obed-Edom be blessed
yes.
by something that was assigned to you. My God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
But
Thank
the grace
you,
that came in, that is, he got it back. That's mm-hmm. grace at work. The
mm-hmm.
grace is he got it back. After
yeah.
he put it in Obed-Edom's house, and Obed was being blessed from the ark
mm-hmm.
because David was angry. But grace brought that ark back
to
put David back in position. Grace is available for us. It's grace that will restore our praise.
Yeah.
My God.
Great word.
Grace restores. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Never take grace for granted. And grace is at work for you. Grace is working on your behalf. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Grace gives us time, Jesus. Hallelujah. When we get in our feelings, David got in his feelings. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hayabasi. David got in his feelings, but grace gave him space to get back into position. Hallelujah. Because he got angry with God. Hallelujah. And he was afraid of God. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And we need to be glad, Jesus, that grace, hallelujah, Jesus, is available. That when we get in ourselves, hallelujah, hallelujah, grace will give us time to get out and get it right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, because God just simply wanted to bless David. Hallelujah. And God just simply wants to bless you. That's it. He just wants to bless you. Hallelujah. And the blessings of the Lord make it rich, and it adds no sorrow. God just wants to bless your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for blessing us. Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Always be reminded. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Hallelujah. Love was there for me. God has always been there. And because he's always been there, I will forever praise him. Forever give him glory. Forever magnify his name. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Well, I bless the Lord, Jesus. For this day, for this time of prayer, I encourage you as you go throughout this day, just think on the goodness of Jesus. Remind yourself who he is and just give him praise for who he is. Honor him. Hallelujah. Honor him. Honor the Lord. Circumstances have got to back up. Because you've got to praise the one who loves you and always loves you. No mental distractions, no emotional distractions, no distractions, nothing
speak to it and say, you won't cloud my mind. You won't cloud my heart. You won't cloud my spirit. You won't get in any part of me because I owe God a praise. I owe him a praise. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. I owe him everything, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. As we prepare to dismiss and end this call, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Get back into the position of praise. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. This concludes our time of intercessory prayer. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Go in peace. Have a very Merry Christmas. Enjoy your family. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you all.